Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Queen. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you, but like not excited, you know? This is
All right,
I'm
why are you
bummed.
wearing black? Why we're in mourning today? Okay,
Yeah,
this
I should have wore black.
for Survivor.
You look great
Oh,
as usual.
thank you.
But how are you feeling after watching the episode? Like anything from the episode that surprised you?
Let's talk about the episode. Let's talk about what was there and what was not there. I mean, I'll be so honest with you. Like, it's not even just this episode, this whole season. I'm very underwhelmed with the lack of female voices happening. And it's not just me. I think fans are really taking note too. And it's very confusing. I approach it with a lens of curiosity of just like, why? But I think that question is yet to be answered. I would love your perspective if you had kind of some reactions to that piece.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tiffany's not getting much airtime. I know Chrissy, I feel like I would love to see her. And yeah, with you, I feel like we didn't, it was a lot of through Christian. And yeah,
Great
I guess.
surrogate for me too. Just the perfect surrogate to be. Ha
Well, we also didn't see the, I wanted to see the fallout from the last tribe, but we didn't even see that. So what did we miss there? What happened on the beach with you and Christian after the tribal?
So much. We miss so much. Let me catch you up. Okay. So Ozzy had his situation, his feelings. He released his feelings. And Christian tried to talk to me that night. I was shut down. I rarely get like this. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't. I said, Christian, I need the night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is really hard. I was devastated. I mean, Mike is not, he was not only like an ally in the game, like he's a close friend in real life. He's someone that I have real memories with that really matters to me. And I thought to Christian as well, independently. And so I was really sad. And I also knew that Mike's biggest fear was getting out early and being
Yeah.
Ponderosa. And so I was like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, is he okay? I was just worried about him. But it took the wind out of my sails for sure. So I didn't want to talk to anyone. And then I cried a lot. I cried a lot that night. I cried a lot the next day. It was really
Yeah.
hard for me to pick myself up after that. I was really, really sad.
I'm just like, did anyone were people thinking Ozzy was really pissed at Christian? Clearly Emily, Christian and Emily, was that clear that they were like a duo? Like, did anyone think, hey, maybe we should get a Christian here? Did you push that at all?
That was my first plan. That's what I
Yeah.
tried to execute first. So I went to Ozzy and I knew he and Stephanie were working together. And even though they had both voted for me, I was like, bygones be bygones, whatever. It's Survivor 50. We're good. Today's a new day, right? So my first plan of attack was to get Ozzy and Stephanie to get Christian out with me. And I thought maybe there could be some legs to it, especially given how mad Ozzy was. And I was like, yeah, the writing's on the wall. Let's do this, you know what I mean? But Ozzy, for whatever reason, was just very wrapped up in he was
He
very.
also was very, he always wanted you out. Was it just the Mike White thing, or you and Ozzy just didn't vibe?
We did vibe. We were like, we were totally fine. We were totally
I was like, why does he want
fine. And I gave
Angelina
him a
out so bad?
compliment about my mom one time. I was like, oh, my mom's a big fan. He's like, oh, she must be beautiful like you. I'm like, okay, Ozzy, thanks. Yeah, my mom's beautiful, okay? No, we were fine. Sharon, I get along with everyone. Like,
Yeah.
don't let this edit fool you. Like, I get along with everyone. I'm not lazy.
Are you doing things for
Honestly,
camera,
no,
Angelina?
I was just trying to toe the line. Like, I was damned if I do, I damned if I don't,
Yep.
right? Had I been getting firewood constantly, moving around, then I'm too busybody. Oh, she's not trustworthy. She's looking for idols all the time. Angelina's up to something. But I sit at camp where you can see me. I'm checking in for class. I'm present. I'm here. Okay. I'm not ditching school. I'm not causing any trouble. But then I'm lazy. Okay. Even though I was making little papayas for us every day with the machete. Okay, Q, I guess you don't, value that kind of work. Okay. So let's anyway. No, so it was just what a wild experience, right?
Wild.
Wild, the whole thing top to bottom. But yeah, the mic part was just is wrong. Ozzy, I tried to get him to go with me. I think what ha people For whatever, I was just chilling. But I think a lot of people talked about me before the game started. I was not pre-gaming more or less than anyone. Like, I was pre-gaming the normal amount.
Everyone does that, so I don't know why some people pretend that they don't, but
I have heard that Christian was kind of like, it started a rumor that I was like targeting old school players and things like that. But he like did it through
wow.
line kind of thing. So, he had a plan of attack, and I mean, all is fair, I guess. But a lot of people were soured on me before we even flew out to Fiji. And that's too bad because, I mean, to me, I always give everyone a chance. Like, it's a new day, it's a new season. We've all played how we played. We all have history with someone. We're all connected. Like, I mean, Ozzy and Ceree having played together for over 50 days on the same tribe, like, that's more than Mike and I have played together on the same tribe. So, and that bond was tight, as we saw. And so I felt like I was a bit like overly targeted, kind of maybe a low-hanging fruit. And someone's got to go, right? Like, anyone
Yep.
but me kind of thing. And so I think, unfortunately, I think I had a really bad starting tribe for me personally, and a bad swap given Christian's agenda.
I agree. I feel like I would have loved to see you with some other women or some other people.
So excited to play with like Dee, Tiffany, Chrissy, like
Yes.
Mila, like Charlie. Like, I think I would have found my people. Like, I honestly, and I tell myself this to sleep at night, but like, I think that had I hit the merge, which is what I was trying to do, I was trying to just lay low and get to the merge, because that's where someone like me can really like build
Yep.
some good relationships. And that was my strategy. Obviously, I was a day too short on that, so.
Yeah. I mean, Christian, like, he made this whole thing about, going after you sort of kind of early in the game, like, oh, if I don't get them sort of thing, they might get me. Was that the plan? Were you and Mike going into this like, okay, Christian, we can, I guess, like, was that smart from Christian, or was it too early, or I guess, what do you make of it?
Made the move way too early. I mean, no, there was no premeditated plan to like get Christian out at X, Y, or Z time. I think the general sentiment amongst the three of us was like, hey, let's help each other out as long as we can. Like, let's just be cool. Let's help each other when we can, where we can. And I thought that was the plan. Again, Christian doesn't owe me any favors. I targeted Christian at the merge of Goliath, David versus Goliath, 7, now 8 years ago. And so I was wary of that. I'm like, I don't think we've ever seen eye to eye. And it's a friendly banter, at least from my side, where, but I do feel like I feel like he was really out for a vengeance this time. Like, I think he had a hit list. I mean, the fact that he was like, talking so bad about me in the pregame press and everything, it was like, to me, it was just like he was really, really focused on writing this narrative. And even all his confessionals are so overly negative about me. I'm like, Christian, like, I don't know. I think he just takes the game a lot more seriously than some of us do. It's very important to him. And, I think he had a lot riding on this personally. But to me, I did the move need to happen eventually? Yeah, eventually we needed to self-destruct. But I don't think that it's going to serve any of us well to have made this move. If Christian wins, okay, I can see it. All right, cool, good for you. But if he doesn't go much further, bro, what was it all for?
Yeah. Have you and Christian had a conversation? I know Mike said he hasn't really talked to him. Have you had a conversation with Christian at all since the game?
I saw him at the premiere. I saw him and his wife. I was able to congratulate them on their baby. And yeah, I mean, I try to be a good sport. I'm not upset that any of them voted me out. Like, I talked to Ozzy, I talked to Stephanie, I talked to all of them. Christian, I sat next to Emily at the premiere, and it's a game. It's what we signed up for. My beef with Christian, if there is beef, is I do feel like what he did to Mike was wrong, in the sense that they had a real friendship of many years. Traveled to each other, talked constantly. Like, they weren't just acquaintances. They weren't just people who played. I would kind of maybe put me and Christian more in the acquaintance category, right?
Right.
Cordial. We played this game together. We'd maybe talk like once every few years, or if we had a wedding of a survivor person, whatever, right? Like, that kind of vibe. But Christian would go out of his way to reach out to Mike constantly. And I think the real kicker, even the bigger betrayal than him voting him out so early in the way he did, because I think he felt like he took him out like an enemy rather than how a friend would take him out. And it seemed so preconceived. Right. It's like for him not to tell Mike, who he had been talking to more than weekly for months and months and months leading up to the game, for him to withhold the information about becoming a parent, having a child, which is the biggest life change. Like, yes, I know he didn't tell anyone else. And yeah, he didn't, I didn't know, and I shouldn't have known. Like, but to talk to Mike constantly like that and then to not tell him that information, to me, displays that it was all premeditated. This was all part of his plan to like have his secret baby card to whip out and to pull one over on Mike. And so it's between them. But from my perspective, like obviously, I'm team Mike all the way.
Yeah. Mike mentioned that he and you are accused of doing this, but Mike said he thinks Christian was sort of hamming up for the cameras a little bit. And Christian had told me in his preseason interview that he wanted to sort of steal Mike's superpower of this narrative. What is your take on that?
Yeah, so first of all, look at the, watch the season. I was not doing anything for the camera, okay? I was being a sane, normal person, and that does not translate well to reality TV, okay? And I think that I think the editors also wanted to I think they wanted to continue the story for a lot of people. I mean, Charlie, it's like they wanted to continue this story of him being upset about Maria. I think they wanted to continue a story of like this. In the way they depicted me the first time of like a lack of self-awareness, someone who's really bold, like someone who, overestimates things and whatever. And I wasn't doing that. And so I think it was incongruent with the plan that they had for me. And so, and that's fine. Like I did not play the game again to be shown on TV. I played the game again to play the game again and have the experience. In regards to Christian, I mean, I would say So I would say let people make up their minds on how they are perceiving him. I mean, we're getting a lot of content, and so, I think I will say from my perspective, he definitely changed a lot from the first time we played versus the second time. And I think some of us played lighter and more joyfully, and some of us played like really seriously and really cutthroat. And there's no wrong or right way, right? It's that's the what makes Survivor interesting. We're all playing by different rules, different priorities. And my priority was not to scorch the earth and win Survivor at all costs. I was like, let me try my hand at this again and see how I can do it differently and be a little bit better in challenges and come stronger and play and just play more like a human being, and I did. And it obviously didn't work out, but I'm glad I did it.
Well, I have to wrap, but Angelina, I could literally talk to you forever because I have so many more questions. I real quick before we go, would you play Survivor again or can we see you on TV again is what I'm asking.
I think I'm still processing this season right now.
It's fair.
It is I have so I and this is a little bit of a cop out, but like I've started my own business. I am a mom. I have such a beautiful, full life at home that the TV stuff is fun for me. It's a hobby for me, right? It's not like a goal. I have no like ambition to play Survivor again necessarily or another show. But like to me, it's all about like if it's the right thing at the right time and it would be fun, I'm open. I enjoy this stuff. I genuinely enjoy this experience and even talking to you. Playing the game, being on, like all of that is just like it's easy for me in the sense that like it feels natural and I love it. And I hope that translates, well to the game. But yeah, I mean, that's just to say, I don't know. I think I need to think about it a little bit more. I think I need to reflect on this was a rough go for me. I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty upset after the everything last night. It's hard to feel a little bit like a pawn in someone else's game. And I think for me, I have such a strong sense of self and a strong voice that like I don't prefer to have someone else control my narrative and to control the depiction of me, especially when authentic.
Well, listen, Angelina, I am so happy that you came back. I know it wasn't like how we wanted to work out, but it was lovely getting to know you, and I hope we see you again.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna see you again.
Yes.
So thanks, Aaron.